On last week's The Space Show, we shared with you the poetry of astronaut Story Musgrave. Born in 1935, Story was selected as an astronaut in 1967, 2 years before the first landing on the moon. Between 1983 and 1996, he flew six shuttle missions. In 1996, Story left NASA and since then has devoted much of his time to sharing his spaceflight experiences with the public in a variety of ways. These have included books, lectures, theatrical productions, and poetry. It was during a visit to Australia that Story met Anne Lenihan, who became his biographer and collaborator. One of their theatrical productions was A Space Story. The title is an obvious play on Musgrave's name. It began with the former astronaut asking, "Why?
Why? Why spaceflight? Why put telescopes in space? Why? That's why. That instinctive curiosity that we come into the world with for exploration. It's the quest. It's the journey. That's why. What kind of universe we got? What's our place in it? What's it mean to be a human being? That's the real reason for spaceflight. It's to get our eyes and our ears into the universe. It's to reach out and it's to touch our universe. And it's to be touched by our universe. We've always looked to the heavens in search for the hope and the meaning of life and death here on Earth. It's the reason that we propel ourselves into the heavens. It's the reasons we put the Hubble Space Telescope out there in space. And here it is, getting ready to soar into the universe. The high-gain antennas going out, the solar panels going out. And we take it up there with the arm and we drop it into heaven with a reflection of Earth on the aperture door. And there it is, flying along the Andes, the west coast of the Andes, along the Pacific. You got Chile running along like this. You round the corner and you scoot up into Peru and Bolivia in the upper right-hand corner. A magical place, the Andes. Off and flying. But within months, we found out we had the wrong curvature and a big mirror that could not be replaced. In the next 3 years, the computer lost 50% of the memory. Half of the ray gyros failed. The magnetometers failed. The solar array drive electronics failed. The fuses blew. 12 other major systems failed. We have 13 major systems in the Hubble Space Telescope to repair. We got a mission. We have a mission. There is the mission. There. It's an external thing which now drives us. It comes from out there. It tells us what we got to do. It's a very clear, well-defined vision is fix that thing. That is what forms the team. There is not a team in place here and a problem here and you throw them together. It doesn't work that way. We have functions. We have functions we have to do to get from here to there. You got talented, competent people. Talented, competent people. And you put them in place to do those functions. They take responsibility for what they got to do. Their roles are clear, their identities are clear, their talents are clear, and they do it. There is no hierarchical structure. There's no horizontal structure. It's like an organism. It's like my body. I got 100 billion cells. They all do their thing. My liver cells say, I'm a liver cell, and I'm going to do a liver. And I'm a kidney cell, I'm going to do what kidney's supposed to do. Believe me, there is no such thing as a kidney cell that is jealous of a brain cell. The muscle cells don't want the bone cells to fail. They got a mission. That is the thing that coheres and brings everyone together. It gives them a passion. You don't do a mission, you believe in it. So we go forward. Anytime in life, you can get that kind of vision and communicate that kind of vision. It is spectacular. The job gets done.
Musgrave is enthusiastic about everything he does. Over his long career, he has earned more than half a dozen university degrees, and they've been in chemistry, medicine, the arts, and other subjects. Now, Anne Linehan asks Story, in what ways do you love space?
I love space for all kinds of reasons. For myself, and I'm being personal, it's a new relationship to nature and the universe. To look at Earth from this perspective, to look at the contrast of colors, to look at our home, to look at a place where unless you put telephoto lens or high-power binoculars, you really don't see national boundaries. You get a new perspective of your home from a distance. It's against that deep, dark background. And you say, wow, that really is a beautiful place. The contrast, the colors are incredible. You go round and round the Earth. You can spend an hour and a half just looking at it from space, the cloud patterns. You look at the universe out there, the brightness of the stars, the planets, the speeds, the sunsets, all that kind of thing. Space is a kind of magical place because we have evolved and we have been designed by having that force between us and gravity. And now, so in an evolutionary sense, here we are kind of floating around, and we really weren't designed to be floating around. So that gives it a really kind of mystical, magical in place. I think those are the two crucial things, what you look at with the eyes out there, the universe, the heavens, looking at the Earth, looking at home, without national boundaries, thinking about the global whole, thinking about all of humanity and its relationship to the universe.
When, in 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth, he observed what he described as fireflies surrounding his capsule. Astronauts on the way to the moon described flashes in their eyes in the dark. John Glenn's fireflies turned out to be ice condensed out of the gases exhausted from his capsule's attitude control thrusters. The Apollo astronaut flashes were caused by cosmic rays passing through the jelly in their eyeballs. Musgrave takes up this theme.
Cosmic fireflies floating in a spaceship, falling through my heaven, through epic altitudes and higher latitudes. Falling into sleep, drifting into dreams, cosmic crashes in my eye. Cosmic flashes in my brain. Cosmic rays and Wilson clouds clear my consciousness. Memories of infinity, particles of eternity. Starlets pierce my eyes in my brain, fireflies. Periods of light punctuate my night.
Story Musgrave explained why he wrote that poem, Cosmic Fireflies.
This poem, written in response to the experience of flying through Earth's magnetosphere, where high energy particles such as cosmic rays are trapped. And as we fly through them, they fly through us. Through the liquid part of the eye, through the vitreous humor, creating a virtual 4th of July.
Story collaborated with Harry Roberts to set Cosmic Fireflies to music.
Cosmic Fireflies, floating in a spaceship, falling through my heaven, through epic altitudes and higher latitudes, falling into sleep, drifting into dreams, cosmic crashes in my heart, cosmic flashes in my brain, cosmic rays and Wilson clouds clear my consciousness. Memories of infinity, particles of eternity. Starlets pierce my eyes, in my brain fireflies. Periods of light punctuate my night.
Story Musgrave's Australian biographer Anne Lenihan asked him about his interest in literature and the humanities.
The interest in literature and the humanities is to try to put this all in perspective, to try to look at my 30 years as an astronaut, to try to look at the privilege. You know, there's millions of people that could be up here doing exactly what I'm doing. And so my interest in there is, in terms of literature and philosophy, is to try to catch not only to do these kinds of things, but what is the meaning of it? What is the meaning of it to humanity? How do you put it in perspective? How do you come up here and have a great experience? You know, it's like Thoreau. Going to the woods, it's a new experience into nature. It's like the American Renaissance, the whole bunch. The Moby Dicks. You can think about Moby Dick and his quest. You can think about the mission you're on, the kind of quest you're on here today. The principal thing is not only to go and do it, but to put perspective on it and to give it to other people that could be here as well as you.
During his 6 space shuttle flights, Story Musgrave often looked down at the Earth. This prompted him to reflect on the fate of the Amazon rainforest.
Are we ready to go? Okay. Amazonia. Pine cone. Life's longing for life. Wind winding, coning down the ground. Life's love for life. Waves of waving purples and yellows. Singing chimes upon my eyes. Yellow purple symbiotic spectrum. Bluebells flowing, the sounds of growing, fragrant fertility flowering my imagination. Vines and vineyards, life clinging to life, canopies of greens painted on blue canvas. Fallen trees, fertile ground, rotting life, living death. Clouds appearing through the green, disappearing through the green, the power of cumulonimbus. The permanence of high serres. Birds and songs, bird songs, life calling to life. Honeysuckle, honeybee, sensuous sucking stingers, sweet sugar of life. Spider's web, of life catching life, death preserving life. Woodwinds, leaves talking in the winds, symphonies of green. Kinesthetic kaleidoscopes. Dead leaves, live leaves, death passing into life. Blossoms blooming, seeds sowing, spring springing, mosquitoes skimming, blood to blood, life to life. Fields of flower, waves of color, birds soaring on the solar wind, seeds soaring on the solar soil. My soul soaring to the sun, purple yellows on a canvas green. Birds Bird's nest, woman's womb. Green reeds, red reeds, green life, red life. Transformations, translations, translocations. Trans, trans, transit birth, life and death, transit earth, planet sun, galaxies and universe. Oh, immortal soul, water, muddy water, blood, bloody water, mud and blood in my heart. Fire of sun, fire of ants, fire my soul, heart shaped leaves fed by vessel vines. Canopies of life fed by floors of death. Sun of life, shades of death, explosions of spring springing to my mind. Spanish mosses motioning, Chinese chimes swinging in my life, rhythms of the universe beating to my soul. The wasp loved dead wood, the wasp ate dead wood. Mud loving tracks, life loving mud.
To music by Harry Roberts, astronaut Story Musgraves reading his poem Amazonia. Many astronauts have been struck by the beauty of the shallow waters surrounding the Bahama Islands. Story Musgrave is no exception.
Oh, Bahamas. Oh, Bahamas, islands of the sun, tropical trees, beached with fine grains of soft sand, bathed with waves of light blue ocean. Buoyed in an ocean of deep, dark water. Born in streaks of wispy white clouds. Oh, Bahamas, jewels of the sea, delicate strings of emerald. Bounded with rims of gold touched by tides of turquoise. Surrounded by seas of sapphire streaked with strings of pearl. Oh, Bahamas, gardens of the Atlantic, water lilies. Trimmed in yellow aquilegia. Splashed with iris, sprayed with blue heaven, floated upon Veronica. Caressed by Queen Fabiola, adorned with Star of Bethlehem. O Bahamas, spectra of the universe, sea green. Grown from waves and dunes of brown. Mixed with blue, baby and teal, cradled in a pool of royal aqua. Lined with diamond whites. Oh, Bahamas, window of the world. You, Grand Bahama, Great Abaco, Inagua, Eleuthera, and Exuma, islands of the sun, jewels of the sea, gardens of the Atlantic, spectra of the universe framed in a sky blue window in the heavens. Earthly eyes reflected in the window pane, earthly eyes mirrored in your clear blue water.
Astronaut Story Musgrave reading his poem, O Bahamas. It has sometimes been said that the experience of looking down at the Earth from space can be a life-altering experience. Some astronauts have even said they now regard reality differently. Australian biographer Anne Lenihan asked Story for his thoughts on reality.
It's important to understand that we humans and other living creatures here have been created and evolved in an earthly environment. The kind of sensors we have, like the eyes, the ears, the taste, the touch, those have been given to us to make perceptions of our environment, such as to be able to survive in it, not to capture the reality. It is not the reality that we perceive. We perceive enough, and our perceptions are designed such that we can survive in it. If you take a bat, for instance, a bat is able to survive very, very nicely, just like us. But it's hard to imagine what a bat perceives We try to have the empathy and the compassion we would like to be able to get into a bat's brain and see the way a bat perceives the world. Echolocation, by putting out sounds and perceiving three-dimensional space in sounds as opposed to visual. A bat also perceives reality in a very, very different way than we do. They're designed to survive in it, and they do very well. That's the difference, then, between perceiving the reality and perceiving the environment in a way just such that one can survive in it.
Reaching into your community, the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
You're listening to the Space Show of Andrew Rennie. And tonight we have a reading of poetry and music by Story Musgrave. Now, one of the biggest hurdles to spaceflight is the enormous speed needed. To orbit the Earth, one needs to get up to 28,000 kilometres per hour. And to escape the Earth and travel to the Moon or beyond requires 40,000 kilometres per hour. Here is Story Musgrave's take on these spatial speeds.
Spatial speed. Innocent, intoxicating spatial speed. Hurled headlong on chariots of fire. Faster, further, higher, life-loving speed. Beyond supersonic sound, life-giving speed. Serene, silent, orbital hyperspeed. Vital, victorious velocity. Spiritual speed. Floating in a sea of space, hurled along by waves of space in a minute of my life. Mycenae, Phoenicia, Egypt, Greece, Athens, Rome, and Jerusalem. In a minute of my life, all antiquity. Rolling down an endless hill, rolling round the endless sphere. In a minute, all my childhood places. In a minute, many million faces. In 10, hello to many races. In 20, the life of Santa Maria. Racing round the open road, invisible tracks in a visible void, skipping across the Pacific water. Solar glint and glitter gliding on the waves, waves of golden light sailing the royal blue, sailing soaring on a solar wind, floating in a flying waterfall, watching one's wondrous world. Mountain motions, plains and desert oceans, curving counties, countries, continents. Fountains full of paint and colored waters, nimble nimbus and streaking stratus. Screaming, steaming quietly down the track, serene celestial motions winding up the universe. Sun and stars sweeping, rise to set, lifting into light, falling into night. Walking shadows, stalking sundials, serene celestial motion. Copernican delight. Sun and I streaking through the sky. Minutes mark my days. Seasons cycle by. Hot and warm, cool and cold, blooming blossoms, falling leaves, hemisphere to hemisphere. Celestial seasons passing here. Pictures pulsing past the pain, images past a magic mind. Fingers walking on a globe, fingers flipping atlas pages. Speed the film, spin the carousel, thoughts racing, images into thought. Pages blowing in a history book, orbiting pyramids, heavenly tombs. The soft long distances of yesterday, the sharp points of now. The infinite films of tomorrow, innocent, intoxicating, spatial speed.
Spatial Speed by Story Musgrave. Once in space, complex ballistic calculations are needed to guide spacecraft. To Story, this is a ballistic ballet.
Ballistic ballet. Ballistic basketballs. Slowing elevators. Floating arms. Slowing thoughts. Parabolic Porsches. Hanging home runs. Coasting convexities. Parking ballerinas, topping roller coasters, bridled broomsticks, buoyant breasts, nothing touches, walking water, standing air, drifting sleep, frozen frames, flying carpets, mid-air monkeys. Peeking trampolines, swimming bubbles, dreamy drizzle. Curving loops, shifting heads, globbing water. Diving boards, floating feathers, and sleeping drifters.
Although Anne Lenihan has never been into space, her collaboration with Story Musgrave has taught her that spaceflight is a very emotional experience. She set out these feelings in this poem.
Emotions on a tranquil blue horizon. An eerie sweep of silk around Earth's face. Soft curves and stunning light from out of darkness. Make my spirit burn for her embrace. And dip my sail across her inky waters, or saunter through the rich blue glow of night. I'll sink into her wells of raging beauty, surrendering my senses in her sight.
That was Emotions by Sydney Sider Anne Lenihan. She asked Story Musgrave, who is now 77 years old, for his thoughts on aging.
In the study of aging, I think the overall weight of the evidence there now is that aging is not just that you wear out, that there is a program in you. It is part of your DNA, your RNA, that is in there to actually make you age and to make you die. The program is there. It's not just that you wear out. I believe very strongly, although there's no evidence for that now, that the program is able to detect that you desire to live, that the challenges are still there, and that the program will inhibit itself, will slow down itself if you have a reason to be healthy, if you have a reason to live, if you have challenges and goals and demands and places that you're trying to go, explorations that you're wanting to do. In other words, for you, life is not complete. You've got so much more out there that you're pushing on to do and to see and to be. That if you have those things, if you have a tape, if you have a future that you wish to play, that program sees that, and that program will slow itself down. The program that makes you age and leads you toward death, it will slow down if you have a reason to live.
Biographer Anne Lenihan asked six-times shuttle astronaut Story Musgrave about the ways he loves space.
I love space. For all kinds of reasons. For myself, and I'm being personal, it's a new relationship to nature and the universe. To look at Earth from this perspective, to look at the contrast of colors, to look at our home, to look at a place where unless you put telephoto lens or high-power binoculars, you really don't see national boundaries. You get a new perspective of your home from a distance. It's against that deep, dark background. And you say, wow, that really is a beautiful place. The contrast, the colors are incredible. You go round and round the Earth. You can spend an hour and a half just looking at it from space, the cloud patterns. You look at the universe out there, the brightness of the stars, the planets, the speeds, the sunsets, all that kind of thing. Space is a kind of magical place because we have evolved and we have been designed by having that force between us and gravity. And now, so in an evolutionary sense, here we are kind of floating around, and we really weren't designed to be floating around. So that gives it a really kind of mystical, magical place. I think those are the two crucial things, what you look at with the eyes out there, the universe, the heavens, looking at the Earth, looking at home without national boundaries, thinking about the global whole, Think about all of humanity and its relationship to the universe.
Astronaut Story Musgrave collaborated with musician Harry Roberts in writing the musical versions of the poetry we have heard on this evening's Space Show. We leave you with one of Roberts' own compositions. It's called Outward Bound.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.